Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The first mystery. One very interesting set of episodes from the Israelites wandering in the desert has to do with the rock from which God, on two different occasions, brought life-giving water. The first occasion occurs in Exodus 17, when the Israelites become upset that there's no water. So God commanded Moses to take his staff and strike the rock that stood before them so that water would come out of it, that the people might drink. And it did. But then, years later, in Numbers chapter 20, after the people had refused to enter the promised land and were now right back where they started, once again, there's no water. But this time, the Lord commands Moses not to strike the rock. Instead, just speak to the rock. Tell the rock to yield its water. Moses only needed to speak the word, and the water would have flowed out. But he didn't follow the Lord's decree. Instead of speaking to the rock, Moses strikes the rock twice. Now, we don't know why he hit the rock instead of speaking to it. Maybe he was just venting his frustration. Maybe he figured that no matter what God said, he should just repeat what worked the first time. Now, fortunately, water did come out of the rock that second time, and the people were saved from thirsting to death. But God was greatly displeased with Moses. God decreed right then and there that Moses would not enter the promised land. And no matter how much Moses begged, God wouldn't relent. God stood firm because Moses was disobedient at the rock. So he would never leave the desert. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. God's punishment to Moses seems pretty severe, until you think about what Moses actually did. Because what Moses actually did was needlessly place the lives of every single man, woman, and child at risk. After all, without water, the entire race would have been exterminated right then and there. They would have all died of thirst. And God, who alone had the power to save them, gave Moses clear instructions on how to bring the people the water they needed. And then Moses goes and messes with the instructions, as though he has the power to produce a life-giving stream out of a hunk of rock just by whacking it a bunch of times. See, Moses played around with the lives of all God's people that day, and that was a serious sin. But it's also a serious sin when mere human beings play around with the instructions for God's sacraments, on which the spiritual lives of God's people depend. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. This event of the water from the rock is really important for understanding the Catholic sacraments. When the people are thirsty the second time in the book of Numbers, they need water from the rock again. But the rock doesn't need to be struck again. Rather, God's minister, Moses, all he needs to do is speak the word in the presence of the sacramental sign, and the water will flow. So too with the Catholic sacraments, which are God's chosen signs for the distribution of the grace won by Christ. Christ is the rock, and when he was struck at Calvary, all the graces of salvation flowed like water from his pierced heart. And even though we weren't there for that event, we still need those graces. So the Lord ordained that his chosen ministers, all they need to do now is speak the word, which we call the form of the sacrament, in the presence of the sacramental sign, which we call the matter of the sacrament, and the saving grace that first flowed from Christ on the cross will flow again to us. The Catechism teaches that the saving events from the past will be made present for us through the sacraments so that we can be kept spiritually alive. And all the priest needs do is speak the word in the presence of the sign. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. The sacraments are sacred actions instituted by Christ, and fidelity to their matter and form is essential. God became angry when Moses deviated from his instructions because it put the people at grave risk of death. How much more with the sacraments, where Christ himself established the signs and the words? Now, every sacrament consists of matter, the physical sign, and form, the word spoken. For example, in baptism, the matter is water. The form is, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And when the matter and the form are there, the person is cleansed from sin and receives the new life of God. But if you change the matter into motor oil, and if you change the form into something like, I baptize you in the name of the Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier, it doesn't work. A person isn't cleansed from original sin, and they don't receive the life of God, and they're not saved. That puts them at grave risk. Or the Eucharist. The matter is unleavened wheaten bread and wine made from grapes with the form, the words of the consecration. But let's say a person was in Japan and they only had rice, and they said, well, we'll just make the Eucharist out of rice. Doesn't work. And then the people don't receive the body and blood of Jesus. Or, for example, the sacrament of holy orders. The matter is a baptized man. Only a baptized man is the sign. And the sign must signify what the sacrament does. For example, water cleanses, bread and wine nourish, and a man alone can signify Christ the bridegroom who gives himself to his bride, the church. As John Paul II taught, the Eucharist is the sacrament of the bridegroom and the bride. A woman cannot sacramentally be the sign of a bridegroom. The sign would be inaccurate and the sacrament invalid. In fact, the sign, if a woman were to try to be a priest, then the sign in the Eucharist would be bride to bride. It doesn't work. And then the people would not be fed the Eucharist, and they would be at risk. See, faithfulness to Christ's design safeguards the sacrament's power and meaning. It safeguards our spiritual life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. If the water from the rock is a symbol of the sacraments, that tells us something about how we should regard the sacraments during this time in the desert of Lent and the desert of life. The sacraments are the source of living water that keeps us spiritually alive in a dry world. So we should go often to the sacraments to receive this living water through the Eucharist and confession as often as we can. But we also need to be committed to daily meditation, because it is daily meditation where we open the soul to drink the living water that flows from the side of Christ through the sacraments. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, what struck you with this meditation? Or maybe what surprised you or caught you off guard?
I think it surprises me how much I take for granted. I think we're very lucky where we're at in Kansas City that we don't run into as many controversial takes on these sacraments. But it is a real privilege to be surrounded by such solid sacraments, where I know that there are many places in the world where this is up for debate and people are falling to.
Yeah.
You sort of see, it kind of makes me think of if you've ever sent someone else to the store to get you something and you say, I've got a recipe and I need this specific item. And like, oh, I'm making dinner. I need you to pick up plain yogurt. And they come back and they're like, yeah, well, I got you some like lime yogurt. That's all they had. And you're like, that won't work.
That changes the recipe.
That's not what I need. But you made an assumption that it doesn't matter what I say.
Yes.
And that you know more, or you're the authority on this.
That's a great analogy.
But you'd just be so frustrated. God's got to be so frustrated with us when every time we hear his instructions, we sort of respond as if it doesn't immediately make sense, or that his word is meaningless. I think we don't take our word that seriously, so we don't take anyone's word that seriously. But when he says what he says, he means it, and his word is truth.
Close friends of ours were taking a river cruise in Germany, and they stopped at a certain town and went to Sunday Mass. And it was a woman acting as a priest.
I spent some time in Germany, and I very quickly we were like, there's some really interesting things happening in some of the churches.
And very few people understand why that's not possible. It's for one specific reason. In the priesthood, Christ, the bridegroom, is making himself present to his bride, the church. And in the Eucharist, Christ, the bridegroom, is giving his body to his bride so that she will conceive new life. And the only proper sign of a bridegroom is a man. And if you exchange the sign and make it into a woman, the sacrament of the Eucharist doesn't work, and the people won't receive the Eucharist. They'll receive only stale bread.
I think you can even say it as simply as the priest is standing in persona Christi, and Christ, God, decided to come as a man. Not as an accident, not as a, it doesn't really matter, not as a gender fluid creature, because there's a deep truth that gender does matter to our roles as human being.
Yeah.
And it's, again, we look at the order and the end result, and we just assume that it doesn't have meaning, and that Christ being male was random, and that priest being male is random.
Yeah, or a power grab.
Mm-hmm.
And that we're preventing women from the power. It's got nothing to do with power.
Individual priests are not the ones that have power anyways. God has power in the church.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's...
I think it's so different from pastors in so many ways that people don't realize, in the sense that individual priests aren't deciding what the doctrine is in the church in the ways that pastors are making decisions for their entire congregation for what the faith means to them. But...
Yeah, that's exactly right.
There's just a lot of things that when you assume that all the rules are random, yes, I understand why people would be like, oh, then why are we doing that? But it's just not how it works within the church. When God says, speak to the rock, don't hit it, you speak to the rock. You don't go, I bet he's being kind of vague about that.
Well, and really, what it comes down to is that Moses took the power into his own hands. I'm going to do this. And that's what we're saying when we change either the doctrine of the church or the sacramental practice. We're saying, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, fight to understand the reasons. Don't just fight the reasons.
Good point. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.